American woman said, get away. American woman, listen what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me.
Singing about an American woman. That was the Guess Who on an American radio station known since 1926 as WRJN. And American businesses, you know what you need. You need reliable internet and phone services, which is why your business needs to switch to Spectrum Business. With over 99.9% network reliability, Spectrum Business will help ensure that you're always running at your best. Plus, you'll get faster internet for only $39.99 a month and more advanced phone for only $29.99 a month. So stop wasting money, for goodness sakes. Call Spectrum Business today at 855-327-8001. That's 855-327-8001. This is your American Friendly Neighborhood Radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is a thank God it's Friday morning, and he is an American theater director from the Racine Theater Guild. Please welcome back to Community Conversation, Mr. Doug Incenis. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well as a director can be on the morning of their opening, but so far so good.
What do you typically do the morning of a big opening?
Well, I usually, if everything goes well, I clean my office, and that's what I'm going to do today because everything has gone so well. I've got the last tech week, I've piled high full of stuff. But other times, I'm helping with lights or helping pick up some makeup or some costumes or making sure that the playbill gets here and things like that. But because this one has been a breeze, I'm just going to do some cleaning today.
What is one of the most memorable glitches before opening night of a production you've been involved in?
One of the worst things that happened to us, this was when I was in grad school, the painter did not seal the floor of, my job was to mop the floor before, you know, during the day prior to opening. So I did that, and all the paint came up and made a huge mess. And so we got people in, we got fans going, and we had to hold the house a little bit, and by the time we got the show going, the floor was safe to walk on. So that was my most memorable disaster. It didn't happen at the Theater Guild, but that one sticks with me 25 years afterwards.
You did much better than the NFL Hall of Fame game crew.
Yeah, I guess that's right, exactly like that. They had somebody's idea to paint the floor, and then all of a sudden you can't do the... play the game.
Yeah, they had to cancel that game. But in theater, the show must go on.
It does, absolutely. I've also had situations where people have been in the hospital, and I've had to have the stage manager come in early, try on a costume, and go on for the actor with a book in their hand. So so that's my most memorable experience at the Theater Guild. We had an actor, female actor, go down and. I was just lucky I had a female stage manager, and we called her in a couple hours early and got the actors in there early, and she did a marvelous job replacing somebody at the last minute.
Well, ironically, the theme of the production that starts tonight at the Racine Theater Guild, Lend Me a Tenor, has a similar circumstance happening. Please explain to the beautiful humans what Lend Me a Tenor is about.
Well, we have the Cleveland Grand Opera in the 30s is having... Tito Morelli, the famous opera singer, come in to sing Otello, which is a famous opera. And in this, Max, the assistant, is kind of a nervous little guy, but he sings a little bit. And long story short, Tito is ill, and they give him some pills, and then somebody else gives him some pills, and he takes some pills and has some wine, and all of a sudden, we think he's dead. So now we have to figure out how we're going to save the day. So they put Max in for Tito. They find his costume, and they give him his makeup and his wig, and they put him on stage so nobody will know that Tito has passed away. Of course, Tito didn't pass away. He was just passed out. And so at the last minute, Tito wakes up, gets in his costume, and tries to make it to the theater. And then we have the normal farce, chaos ensues. Girls making passes at the different tenors, and the different tenors not knowing what's going on because they made a pass at the other tenor and not this tenor. The theater manager doesn't know what's going on. He thinks he's talking to one, he's talking to another, and the wife thinks that the husband is cheating, and she's chasing people around. And as with every good farce, everything turns out at the end. Everybody who is supposed to be together is together, and we all live happily ever after. But so the Lend Me a Tenor is the fact that two people are trying to play the same role, and they come in, and people mistake an identity and lots of silliness.
Is this based on a real story?
No.
It just happens. It just happens to be from the Cleveland Grand Opera.
Right.
They just.
I don't even know if there is a Cleveland Grand Opera. I know there's a Cleveland Repertory Theater, but I didn't know if there's a Cleveland Grand Opera or not.
There's a Cleveland Orchestra, I know, that's quite good.
Oh, good.
There's a Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There you go. There we are. So there's lots to do in Cleveland. I went to school in Ohio. So
where'd you go to school?
Lots of good things. Athens, Ohio.
Athens.
Ohio University.
Ohio University. They are, I know their colors are green and white.
Yeah.
And what is the nickname of the Ohio University?
They're Panthers, I think.
The Panthers, you
Bobcats.
Think?
Bobcats. They're Bobcats.
They're Bobcats. Sorry.
Small furry thing.
It's about the Lend Me a Tenor is about an opera production. Is there opera in the show tonight?
There is a little bit. First of all, Tito has to give a little lesson to Max on how to sing, and it's a little funny thing. You know, you have to relax, and you have to do these warm-ups. And so they do that, and they sing a little bit. And both my actors sing quite well, so it's kind of a joy to hear them sing. So they do that. And then at the end, when we find out who's playing what, there's a little bit of singing. So it's not a musical per se, but there's three little bits of maybe 30 seconds of people singing.
We're talking to Doug Incenis. He's the director at the Racine Theater Guild about their production opening tonight, Lend Me a Tenor. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversations. So this is obviously a comedy. You also direct drama. What kind of play do you enjoy directing the most?
The play that I enjoy doing the most is what I would call, comic drama, something that has some meat to it, that has some honesty, but also has a lot of laughs in it. But it leaves the audience with a strong message and a little bit of tears here and there, but mostly, so I would call it a comic drama. But, you know, I always say I'm enjoying what I'm doing now. When I do a musical, I really like doing that, and this farce has just been a hoot for me. I haven't done a farce in a couple of years, and so I really like that. But if I had to pick one type of play, it would be a play that has a few tears in it but a lot of laughs.
Lend Me a Tenor starts tonight at the Racine Theater Guild. It runs tonight through October 2nd. What are the show times this weekend?
Friday and Saturday are at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2. That's what we're doing this weekend.
And tickets are available at the Theater Guild box office.
Yeah, 633-4218, or you can get them online at www.racinetheater.org. Or just stop by. We have a new patio out front, and you can actually use the front of our building now. We were under construction all summer, redoing the front of our facility, and so you can actually use the front door for those of you that had to try to climb through the shop the last couple months.
You guys have a busy autumn and early winter season. You've got Kitchen Witches coming up on October 21st, Mary Poppins in December. Are those productions already underway as far as the practices and the rehearsals?
Kitchen Witches is underway as we speak, and they're in rehearsal. And then we have auditions coming up for Mary Poppins, and those are the 24th and 25th. So there's still a chance for people, if they're interested in participating in a play, they should call the box office, and you have to make an appointment because we don't want to waste people's time. We don't want a lot of people coming at the same time, so we kind of do time slots on the 24th and 25th for auditions for Mary Poppins.
You know, Doug, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
I heard that. I've heard that, and I think that's true, actually.
There's no doubt about it. And so that starts tonight. Lend Me a Tenor. And the show time again is?
7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and then Sunday at 2. And then we run for two more weekends. We close October 2nd.
All right. Well, break a leg, as they say.
Thank you. Wait,
do you have any idea where that saying came from?
Well, my understanding, it was the understudies telling, the leads, break a leg. But, you know, these are theater myths, you know, so I wouldn't bet my kids' education on it. But that's the running story that I've heard for years, is that got started with understudies. So
break a leg as opposed to take a bunch of medication and drink a bottle of wine.
Right, and pass out.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it, and always enjoy speaking with you.
Take care.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, the medicine go down.
Donald Trump and the birther issue, possible gas shortage. I'm Evan Haining. The birther question reemerged as a campaign issue when Donald Trump would not...